Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
$750 for a We Beat State helmet? Don't tell me Carolina's not a football school. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. I could not find out how they came up with the price of the UNC metallic chrome helmets that are being sold after the Tar Heels wore them during their epic comeback win over NC State on Saturday. An NFL helmet costs about $275, so maybe Larry Fedora is turning this into a football school after all. But why $750? Why not reverse the first two digits and sell them for $570, the exact number of total offense yards the Heels racked up on the day? Or at least for $740, which is 10 times the length of Geo's penultimate punt return. But they apparently all sold for $750, proof positive that some Carolina fans are nuts for football. Did those Nike silver basketball uniforms sell out last season? No market, I guess. I'm surprised those helmets were sold anyway, marketed beautifully on the UNC official website with a picture of one sitting at the end of a dirty training table with a garbage pail underneath. Guess the gleam of the helmet and the glee Tar Heels feel about finally beating the Wolfpack was all the promotion needed. Now it's back to those boring blue helmets with the white NC, or the cool white with blue. Ordering the customized headgear with the big heel prints on both sides was the brainchild of Coach Fedora, who did similar motivational stuff at Southern Miss. The players knew they were wearing all Navy uniforms, but did not find out about the chrome domes until they went back in after final warm-ups. A great video on GoHeels.com shows 100-plus football players making like Christmas morning. The team captured lightning in a bottle after Gio's masterpiece that capped a comeback from 10 points down in the fourth quarter. So what better way to pay the unbudgeted bill from the helmet company and make a little profit in the process? After all, it was a once-in-a-lifetime moment. Why not strike while all these crazy Carolina football fans are still hot? But UNC missed the big kill. It should have been a hidden helmet promotion, with the Geo's actual headgear being secretly marked. Then the fan who was shipped the real Geo heirloom could have resold it for $7,500. And don't think it wouldn't have gone for that much to some gridiron crazy fan at Carolina, fast becoming a football school. This is Archansky. See ya.